Smiles as President Obama met NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen in the Oval Office. But half a world away, in Afghanistan, their concerns were front and center. Four NATO soldiers killed Tuesday in a suicide bombing in eastern Parwan province, while allegations of fraud marred the result of the country's presidential election, with both candidates claiming victory, clouding NATO's future in the country.
If there is no clarification of this process before the NATO summit in September, then of course it's hard to see how the security agreements can be signed before the summit. And in that case, we would be faced with severe problems as regards planning for a training mission after 2014.
The U.S. has 31,000 troops in Afghanistan, with another 17,000 from the NATO-led International Security Assistance Force. But without that new security agreement, those levels could drop to almost nothing, opening the door for more instability. Then, there's pressure from Russia, which continues to occupy Crimea and back separatists in eastern Ukraine. Former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Stephen Pfeiffer.
Given renewed concerns or new concerns about Russian policy and Russian behavior, you're going to see a renewed focus within NATO on the alliance's original purpose, which was to provide for the collective defense.
The U.S. and NATO have taken steps to reassure members like Poland and the Baltic states, who are worried Russia may try something similar against them. But there are differences over how far NATO and its partners should go. Swedish Foreign Minister Carl Bildt.
I don't think you can totally isolate a country like Russia, neither do we seek to do that. But we are sending very clear signals to Russia that their policies are unacceptable and it has an economic price.
Others say the U.S. and NATO have not been clear enough, like George Benitez at the Atlantic Council.
We're very much risk-averse here. And even though Putin is in a much weaker position, he's much more willing to incur cost and to pay the cost to enforce his position. And that's why his position is winning so far.
Another concern for NATO, a lack of support for defense spending. The Secretary General says if all members met their minimum requirement, the alliance would have had an extra $90 billion. Critical at a time when NATO's facing threats on multiple fronts. Jeff Seldon, VOA News, the Pentagon.